from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I have Payne and Pendergast. So D'Amico Ryans met with the media yesterday. Damian Pierce, big topic at Texans camp. What's going to happen with Damian Pierce? I think everything is in play for Saturday. I think there's a chance they treat him like a made guy and he doesn't play. I think there's a chance he plays half the game and he's auditioning for his job. I have no idea what the situation is.
Yeah, and I don't know if we got any clarity from it from D'Amico yesterday. I was growing frustrated that nobody had actually asked about Damian Pierce by name since his most recent 1 yard per carry experience in the preseason. So I wanted to know from D'Amico at the very least, like, Damian Pierce's biggest obstacle right now?
Yeah, Damian, we got to get him some ops in the game, you know, just get him some more ops running the football. But Damian's done a great job out here at practice. I don't think everybody's seen that in the game because, you know, when he had his opportunities, we got guys unblocked in the hole, so he doesn't have a chance to really get started. So, you know, we just have to give him more opportunities, but we have to block it better up front so he does have opportunities to make some plays in a running game.
And there's two things that worry me about that answer. It's one that, yeah, I'm one of those people that has seen him in practice and thought he looked really good in practice. I've tweeted about
it. Me too, yeah.
I've talked about it, you know, and just been impressed. But the problem is that I agree with D'Amico that the blocking hasn't been great. It's actually one of my concerns about the offense right now is with or without Damian Pierce at running back and whether those gained, like whether D'Amico or whether Damian, I think, could have done a better job on those plays, the blocking wasn't good. So that is a real thing. But two things can be true. The blocking wasn't good, but also Damian has not looked like himself for over a full year now because his biggest strength and asset is the ability to break tackles. So if it's Damian Pierce, the good version, it doesn't matter that on all seven of those plays, perhaps the blocking wasn't pristine. He wasn't getting hardly any positive yardage at all on any of them. He's not breaking tackles. So you can look good in practice. That's great. Awesome. But at running back especially, training camp practices lie. They don't tell you about the genuinely physical nature of the game. Yeah. So the games really, really, really matter with running backs. There's other guys out there on plays that are making more with bad blocking. There's guys that are, but I mean, they're not running with the first string offensive line. So like that's the difference. But Cam Akers takes bad blocking and turns it into a big run.
Yeah.
British Brooks, all these guys, they bounce plays outside. And Damien hasn't done any of that. So I'm worried that D'Amico really believes that, and I'm worried that Nick Caserio really believes that.
Yeah.
I hope that what the reality of the situation is that they realize they got a Damian Pierce issue right now.
What's the closest thing that we've had since D'Amico got here that would look like something like that? We're like, why is this guy still out here playing?
When Damian Pierce was the starting running back last year.
Yeah, that's true.
At the beginning of the season.
Yeah,
yeah. No, it was exactly what happened.
Yeah.
They're in the Jose Abreu zone right now.
Yeah.
You know?
I was thinking other than Pierce, but you know, you're right. Like last year, Jalen Petrie is the one that pops into mind for me. I think Jalen Petrie was given a lot of similar rope. Now, they had a lot of injuries at safety, so you were kind of They lost MJ Stewart. They lost Jimmy Ward. They lost Eric Murray for the year. Like, so
I feel like
Jalen almost had to play.
It got to the point with Jalen Petrie at a point where they thought, we have to play him, but like, okay, now not with this. Not where he just gave Amari Cooper a yardage because Jalen Petrie wasn't helping out the cornerback the way he was supposed to. Maybe Jalen Petrie and just kind of, it's one of the hardest things in the NFL is, especially when it happens early in the season, is letting go of whatever your conceptions are about a player. But now, I'm going to be really disappointed if Nick and D'Amico, if they don't play him in this preseason game, and it's because they just trust that he's going to be fine once they get to the regular season.
If he doesn't
season.
Play Saturday and the 53-man comes out on Tuesday and Dameon Pierce is one of the running backs, that's a concern.
And then there's still room for, okay, you want to have different skill sets, et cetera, et cetera. The problem is I think that there you can't use the 2022 scouting report on Dameon Pierce. He was a bigger dude. He was bigger, and he trucked people. He broke tackles. He did all that stuff. All of this is tied to when he decided to slim down and get a little bit faster. The problem was it didn't make him fast enough to do fast guy stuff, but it was enough to take away his strength. And if he's on the roster, but they also want him to bulk back up to his playing weight, maybe that makes sense. You got to do something different than what they're doing right now.
Yeah. Here's Titus Howard, right tackle. He was asked yesterday in his media availability about Dameon Pierce.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, he ain't got that many reps, and he didn't get that many reps with the starters too. So I mean, you got to put that into play. So cause we didn't really run the ball that much last game. It was a lot of pass play. So and he's been putting work in practice. So you know, a lot of people not seeing that, so they only can see what they see. You know, when we go out on the game. So I mean, it can't really like judge him off that. It's a small sample size and stuff that he's done and the work he put in. So he's gonna be just fine.
I'll tell you what, practice for Dameon Pierce, what it's approaching for me, categorically, is injured Astros players playing catch.
Right, yeah.
Don't really care that they're playing catch.
Right, yeah.
Don't really care.
Yeah, and I'm right there in the boat of people like just like Titus Howard. When I watched Dameon in the first couple of weeks of practice, I'm like, oh, he looks pretty good, man. He looks quick. He looks decisive, all those things. But for the running back position especially, it's how do you play tackle football? And it's not, man. I mean, there's a hesitancy in the way that Dameon is running the ball right now where I feel like he knows that he doesn't have the same oomph or the same power. It's like if a boxer knew that he just didn't have the power in his jab overhand. If George Foreman had lost his overhand right and he's just like doing it, but just... kind of half-assed.
You know, you're a fraction of what you used to
be. Yeah. So, I don't know what to tell you at this point. With John Mechie, we were growing similarly worried about him, just it not clicking for him. But at least there, you saw that he definitely looked different physically in practice. It was just that he had to figure out a way to click in the offense. When they were in 11-on-11, when they were in team, everything else. And it seems like he did click. With Dameon, I just worry that it's actually physiological. That it's the opposite of, yes, he does look quicker than he did in the past. But at what cost?
Yeah.
You know, like at what cost? LeBron James, that one year, remember he decided to lose 20 pounds? He came in all gaunt.
Yeah.
He gained that weight back by Christmas.
Yeah.
And then he was back to being the old LeBron James. And I think that Dameon is, he kind of pulled the LeBron here. He messed around with his body weight too much. He lost that. Whatever LeBron did in losing that weight, he lost too much. Maybe he gained some speed. Maybe he gained a little bit of endurance, but he lost all of that power and that combo, that hybrid athlete that he is. And that's where Dameon is now. He's a lackluster speed athlete, but with zero power to back it up or to offset it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Text message, and I think this reflects a lot of what you see on social media and people I've talked to. I hope the Texans don't cut Cam Akers to keep Dameon Pierce. That goes to show you where this is right now, and this is no disrespect to Cam Akers, who's done some good things in training camp, but Cam Akers was available to all 32 teams. The Texans signed him to basically a minimum deal.
Really is an experiment to see how he looks.
Yeah.
He's coming off his second Achilles. You know,
and I think the extent to which people have fallen in love with Cam Akers, I think it says a lot about how they feel about Dameon Pierce at the same time.
Honestly, I think the only thing that you can really do, if you want to get, if Dameon needs opportunities, and like D'Amico said, if what he needs is opportunities, then what they need to do is run him with the backups for three quarters of football. You know, like these other guys have done a lot. These other running backs have all shown flashes and promise while running behind backup offensive linemen against backups. At the very least, if Dameon can't match their effort, if you can't match their effort against backups, then there's no reason for him to be on the team.
Yeah, and similarly, I would actually like to see some of these other guys get more opportunities running with the ones.
We're right, and also because the ones, too, I think if only for the fans' understanding, and maybe the offensive line will do better run blocking this week, they weren't good in their run blocking. So it's both things can be true. I'm not excusing Damian's performance by saying there was bad run blocking, but there was bad run blocking. And if you want to get the absolute most out of Joe Mixon, the run blocking's got to improve over what it was when you had four out of your five starting offensive linemen in the game.
Yeah. Someone says Tavier Thomas as a player they had a blind spot for. I don't know. He was a slot corner on two bad football teams.
Yeah.
And then maybe last year a little bit, he was probably out there when he should. But Dameon Pierce was good at one point.
You want a deep cut?
Yeah.
I don't want to get the guy wrong. Was it Brandon Harris that they kept around forever?
No fly zone.
They kept him around forever.
Second round pick.
And it turned out that Rick Smith was buddies with his uncle or dad or something. Yeah. I don't know. Where did he go to school?
Brandon Harris.
It was
Miami.
Yeah. Ben's alma mater.
But he was around forever.
He was. Yeah.
Hey, did you see the neck thing I'm wearing?
Yeah, I like it.
Look, you couldn't have noticed.
Yeah.
Erin Kapner, who's our awesome, she
does it all here.
She takes care of the eyes and ears
of this institution.
She saw the sun glaring in our face during the pregame show last week, and she thought, we got to do something better for these guys in wet towels. So she got us one of these little contraptions that has two little fans that blow air right into your neck arteries there. And it feels good. It feels good.
Very quiet. Is that on right now?
It's on right now. Ben, can you hear these fans blowing onto my arteries?
Ben, it can't even hear you, I think, right now. There we go.
Ben, can you hear the fans blowing on my arteries? He can't hear it. He's listening. He can't.
Yeah.
He's got a very good ear for this stuff.
Yeah, nope. Yeah. No, he can't. He just said.
I'm excited. No, I mean, we're in a 72 degree environment right now. So we'll see.
I've heard good things about those thingies.
We'll see in a couple hours when I'm out there in a 99 degree environment.
So you're going to give it a go today. Yeah. Like you're beta testing it today.
Wearing long pants, Sean. You think I trust?
That's a choice.
You got to trust this thing? Wearing long pants and a light blue shirt
practice. You're dressed way nicer than I am.
Well, yeah. I got to give it. When I give it to Les Snead,
yeah,
he's got to know that it's from a respectable person.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I've been preparing for this for a long time.
Long time.
I've been practicing my craft.
Dude, he might not recognize you, though. I mean, you're probably like 60 pounds lighter than you were as a player right now.
No, he's seen me at various stages of my growth.
Okay, yeah, okay.
And growth and deflation.
I say you're
dressed. That's what they call me, the deflator. That's how there's no chicanery here, yeah.
It's a very flattering nickname, the deflator.
No, that was the the Deflategate.
Oh, yeah. Yastrzemski, I think, was his name. I don't know why I remember that, and I can't remember what day it is.
That was like, that was when I knew something was afoot. Like, no, you didn't call him the Deflator because he lost weight. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So stupid.
And I still didn't care that something was afoot. It was the dumbest thing ever. Yeah. Oh, no, they deflated footballs. It turns out we're actually overinflated before the game anyway, dumbass officials.
We've never asked Nick about that. We need to sit down with Nick and talk about all the various scandals that he got to see.
All right, do I just want to piss away a question that's not going to get answered? Yeah, I'll go ahead and grill him on the deflator.
Privately, you know, just a little intel. All right, Payne and Pendergast. Hey, speaking of Nick Caserio, there is something Nick Caserio said pre-draft in April that resonated with me last night. And now, I don't know if I was believing it at the time, but I believe it lock, stock, and barrel right now after something that happened to me last night.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm intrigued.
I have that for you coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at CDC.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.